Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, Apple appears to be rolling out an upgraded daily cashback offer for Apple Card users. Apple appears to now be offering 6% daily cashback on purchases made from Apple stores. Apple does not appear to have officially announced this promotion anywhere just yet, but it comes ahead of the holiday shopping season. Apple ran a similar 6% daily cash promotion for Apple Store purchases 2 years ago, also for the holiday shopping season, but it did not offer the same promotion in 2020. This year's 6% daily cash promo appears to have kicked in sometime this week. It is valid for all purchases of Apple hardware, doubling the usual 3% cashback rate on Apple purchases with Apple Card to 6%. 9to5 Mac confirmed the 6% daily cash promo by buying an iPhone 13 case from the Apple online store, which seems to indicate there is no minimum purchase requirement. Many people are also seeing this 6% daily cash promo be applied in time for new MacBook Pro orders. Getting 6% cash back on those purchases is certainly a nice bonus given the high price of the new machines. Apple Card daily cash is issued at the end of every day, and it appears directly in your Apple Cash card in the Wallet app on your iPhone. You can then transfer that money to your bank, apply it to your Apple Card balance, or spend it using Apple Pay, or send it to friends and family using Apple Cash. We've reached out to Apple for comment on the more specific details of this promo, but we haven't yet heard anything back. In other news today, a new round of rumors offers additional details on what to expect from the 2022 MacBook Air. According to a reliable leaker on Twitter, the upcoming MacBook Air might just be called the MacBook, and it is currently on schedule to be released in the middle of 2022. The new machine is said to feature a MagSafe connection for charging, a 1080p webcam, USB-C connectivity, a 30-watt power adapter, and no fans. It's reportedly set to feature similar color options to the 24-inch iMac, with white bezels and with an off-white full-size keyboard. The new MacBook Air is also rumored to use mini-LED display technology, but will not feature support for ProMotion like we have on the new MacBook Pros. And finally, as far as pricing goes, the rumor says that Apple is expected to increase the base model slightly, so the 2022 MacBook Air is expected to start slightly higher than its current starting price of $1,000. Again, the new MacBook Air is expected to be announced sometime in mid-2022. We're sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio's new case collection for the iPhone 13 lineup is designed for use with MagSafe chargers and accessories. The new lineup also provides users with 12-foot drop protection, and it utilizes an antimicrobial technology that prevents 99% of surface bacteria from gathering on your device. Other design tidbits include ultra-responsive press-fit buttons and a raised bezel for additional screen and camera protection. Each case is made from recycled materials, and if a person sends back their phone case through the Incipio recycling program, the company will send a 20% coupon once they receive their case. You can head over to Incipio or Verizon to check out the new collection for the iPhone 13, and the Incipio Duo is also available to purchase at Verizon.com from your local Verizon store and from Incipio's website. Hit the link in the show notes for more. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Woot is launching its latest iPhone sale with a series of certified refurbished unlock handsets starting at $100. A particular highlight is delivering new all-time lows across the iPhone 11 series, starting at $420. Down from $699, you're looking at $279 in savings while beating our previous mention by $20. While carrier deals this year have been awfully enticing for those trading in a smartphone, today's discount makes for a notable way to save for anyone looking to grab an unlocked handset for the first time. iPhone 11 may not be the latest from Apple, but it still delivers plenty of value for those who don't need the all-new device. Starting with a 6.1-inch Liquid Retina HDR display and going up from there, you're also looking at other staples across the handsets like Face ID, the A13 Bionic chip, and two or more cameras around back. Another notable discount today has Amazon taking 20% off or more a selection of Samsung storage headlined by its Evo Select 512GB microSD card at $55. Down from the usual $70 price tag, you're looking at a new all-time low that's $5 under our previous mention at 21% off. Supporting up to 100 megabit per second transfer speeds, Samsung's latest iteration of microSD cards are just as capable for sticking in a DSLR or action camera as they are for expanding the storage of a Switch or other device. Plus, a bundled SD adapter ensures it'll work with a variety of devices and makes it less of a hassle to retrieve footage. You'll find all of the weekend's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure to give us a follow over on Twitter at 9to5toys as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.